I get that. Yeah, no, what I do is I put them in mono. I don't got mono. It's just a cold.
JJ doesn't have it because you're Patty.
Hey, everybody. You can hear me?
Clear as a bell.
Good, 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 good.
Coming in hot.
It's good when you can hear yourself, right? Okay, so today's podcast is brought to you by
Pandemic Breath. Does surviving the pandemic get you down?
Look at the date on there, man. It says 22, like 1922.
1822. This fall on Paramount Plus.
Go that way.
No, she's going to stay here on the show.
What are you doing? You're like one of those dogs at the park that got hit. Mm. Oh, he's so cute with that little wagon wheel. Man.
That Pandemic Brow.
But if you do have to go that way so you don't knock everything down, okay?
It's a pale ale handcrafted during the pre-pandemic days. But it's been bottled and preserved by JD, and now Pandemic Brow survives. Yes, Pandemic Brow survived the pandemic, and it's tasty, oaty, hoppy, and expired.
Does it taste like shit? Is it okay? It's all right? Yeah.
I haven't drank in 3 days.
Torpedo IPA. Pale ale. No, that's a bong. Put the bong down. No bongs. No bongs. My daughter's right over there.
Abigail, that's called smoking weed, dear. Teach your young friends. Teach your young friends.
You know what this means.
Teach your young friends how to love, how to hold hands and sing. Bring out a bong and smoke that darn old thing.
Okay, Ruby, don't go through the wires. Don't go through the
wires. Oh, she did. She fine.
Ruby, just everywhere else is wide open. Oh, yeah. Everywhere else, except for this little zone right here.
Jason, since we've been back.
Since you've been gone.
No.
Since we've been back.
Okay.
Yeah, first we're back. Of all, we're back, like for real back.
We're back for real.
I think
real.
We're really, well.
Four episodes strong in a row, right?
Yeah,
in
a month? That's more than most podcasts
75%
ever.
Of those episodes you have given me Snoopy gifts.
Oh, wow.
This is great.
I keep finding them.
You're batting 750, friend.
I'm cleaning up the garage, dude.
Did you see my socks?
Did you see my garage? Oh, nice. Hey, man, it's September, bro. What's up with the Snoopy and the...
Well, my wife bought Halloween things.
I know.
And started decorating.
So you got out the Christmas
stuff? So I got out the Christmas socks.
To be rebellious?
Well, for the big show. I brought my dog.
And you had no idea that there was a Snoopy coming your way.
I had no idea Snoopy was coming my way.
And you're wearing a Jimmy Buffett hat.
Uh-huh. In honor of the late, great Jimmy Buffett.
And an ascot.
And an ascot. This is my don't get sunburn do-rag that I wear backwards like Sam Neill.
Remember back in the 90s when those painter caps? That's what you should get. One of those, like, with the
Dude,
two flaps.
I loved painter's caps with the two flaps. I need that for my red neck.
And then, like, those dudes made it really popular in the hip-hop scene.
Yes, I've been striking so long that I have a gnarly farmer's tan.
Oh, yeah.
So whenever I strike, I wear an ascot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You see it.
Yeah, I know.
Tell the viewer at home who's listening with his heart eyes, tell the viewer at home
what I'm wearing because they can only hear it through the podcast.
He is, you know what I can do?
Take a picture. It'll last longer. Take a picture.
It will last a little bit.
Can do.
It'll last until there's a solar flare.
Hey, welcome to the big show. My name is Chris Wilde. With me, as always, is JD, Jason, Stacy, Baker, Jay Daniels.
Hold on, can you go from the top again? Hold on. And action.
Today's episode is brought to you by Pandemibrow. Brewed before the pandemic, survived the pandemic. Hoppy, oaty, tasty, expired.
You know, that's actually brilliant for the snippet. That's the TikTok lead-in that gets people to listen
to
the
show. Dude, that's what this show needs is more snippets.
Snippets.
Tonight on Snippets. Snip, 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 snip. You've seen and tolerated sniglets. Now see and tolerate snippets.
The sniglets like a borderline racist word.
I think it wasn't at the time.
But now it's like, that ain't right, man.
Too close.
Too many people like hillbilly redneck motherfuckers like would use that word, co-opt it, and be racist with it.
Well, on Winnie the Pooh, they call him Tugger now.
Tugger?
Yeah.
That's kind of like he came over on a container.
That's right.
Rum tum tum.
Now he's working in K-Town as a Tugger.
Hey there, Pooh Bear.
Oh, hello, Tugger.
T-U-double-G-R. That spells Tugger. Tuggers don't like honey.
Oh, bother. JD, I got hired to do a Netflix cartoon show.
You can't talk about it?
I'm talking about it right now.
No, but can you tell me what it is?
So its working title is Untitled Crawford Project, but they're calling it the working title is Strip Law, and I guess it's because it's a low-rent law office in a strip mall is my guess. I don't think it's a stripper lawyer, sadly.
It's kind of like Harvey Birdman, attorney at law.
Sure.
Kind of like that that darker
low
vibe.
Rent,
have
rated
you seen
R.
The scripts? Have you seen the dialogue?
I did the pilot episode.
Is it dark? Is it funny? Is it cool?
It's funny. It's cool. It's not dark, but it's definitely adult.
I was going to say, like, if it's an attorney in a strip mall and it's like low rent, kind of like that's, there's just already like right there, there's built into the package, there's a theme.
I think,
you know?
I'm the investigator, the Paul Drake to the Perry Mason.
My doctor's in a mall.
Doctor, a strip doctor.
Yeah, my strip doctor's in a strip mall. Not a strip mall, it's the mall.
We should open a strip club in a strip mall. I'm sure they exist, but one that like really leans into
it. And just name
it
strippers. And that'd be the business, it'd be strippers. No. No surprise.
I think either the name is Strip Mall Strip Club.
Okay.
So, or Strip Strip.
But it's vegan.
Vegan.
No
strip
steak.
Strip.
It's vegan.
No steak.
Yeah, you can't have steak.
Man, there's plenty of roast beef.
Exactly.
That ain't vegan.
That's so weird, man. There's roast beef and they're serving steak. Like, that's
and
enough.
It's vegan.
Strip strip. The Strip Mall Strip Club. Strip strip. It's like pizza pizza. Strip, strip.
It'd be like next to a Little Caesars too, probably.
We got to open a whole new strip mall, man. That was my first show on Comedy Central, was Strip Mall.
Hey, that's definitely a market that has room for growth in it, I think. They're dying.
You know what else is a market that has room for growth? My pants.
Hey, I'm actually, speaking of that.
I'm not wearing pants.
Short
pants.
I am wearing pants. But
you are wearing pants. I'm wearing short pants. Ruby is naked.
But today's my first. I'm going back. I don't know if you've ever done this, but
I'm going to go back.
I'm going plant-based.
To the plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
Jiu-jitsu. Jason going to get a blue belt and be vegan.
Yep.
Man, don't blame me. I voted for Regan.
The stand-up?
Moondale. It was Moondale Regan. Moondelay. It was Walter Moondelay and Ronald Regan. You're going to be vegan blue belt jiu-jitsu Jason?
That's the goal. Have you watched that, The Game Changers?
No,
documentary on Netflix? Fantastic doc. Produced by Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jackie Chan.
My apologies.
And
I don't know. I feel like any Jackie Chan impression I'm going to do is going
to
be racist.
No, yeah, you can't do it. Yeah, yeah.
Get through the chopper, Jackie.
And that's it. And then it's just like,
how about this?
No dot.
Okay,
no, 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 no,
Jackie.
No, that's no right.
Jackie Chan.
Stop it. Stop it.
What was the lawyer on Seinfeld? Jackie something. Jackie Chambers.
Jackie Chambers. He was like a knockoff of Jackie Chambers. Was it Jackie Chambers?
I think. I don't know.
You know,
he was like a knockoff of if the glove don't
dude,
fit, a quit.
Yeah, that dude. That dude was legit, man. Like, he was, even though the OJ thing.
He was a good law-talking guy.
He was, but he was also very active in his community. And
Johnny
Cochran.
Bang.
Yeah, but who's the lawyer?
I think it was Jackie Meadows.
Seinfeld.
Jackie Fairbanks. Jackie Child.
But Johnny Cochran,
Jackie
yeah.
Child. Jackie Child?
Jackie Childs.
Multiple
no
children.
D.
Multiple
no,
children.
No, no D. C-H-I-L-E-S.
Oh, Childs.
Childs.
Oh, my God. I always thought it was Jackie,
Jackie
Childs.
Jackie Childs.
Isn't that funny?
A parody of Johnny
Apparently
Cochran.
Not. It's the only moment of the podcast He's so far that hasn't been
the
funny.
Seventh and through the ninth seasons.
I want to go back
his
to
name,
the plant
the guy,
face.
That's who. We should try to get Phil Moore. That's the guy. His name is Phil Moore.
We have a guest. We have two guests. We have Abigail
Wait,
and Ruby.
But he's got Phil Morris. Philip Morris is his name?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Isn't that great? I love you, Philip Morris.
Fantastic movie. That was starring...
Man alive, this pandemic brow hits the
Is
spot.
It all right? That's I
hope. When you've been out picketing the fat cats at the studios or the fat cats at the automobile industry... Pandemic brow.
So
hoppy, Odie, delicious, expired.
So we haven't heard
expired
in that documentary, The Game Changers.
The Game Changers on Netflix.
They do these tests with college athletes, and they give them a day where they eat meat, and then test their blood, test their whatever.
Have you seen The Secrets of the Blue Zone on Netflix?
300% more erections.
Boing, boing,
when you're on a plant-based diet versus meat. More, like all of them.
Boing,
can
they
about,
play their sports with yeah. their big boners?
Who couldn't?
And now coming up to plate is Jackie Childs. By gum, he's not got a bat. He's got a purple, veiny Louisville slugger, let's call it. Jeez Louise.
Exactly.
I'm going to go back. To the plant-based. I wasn't going to pee there.
I know, but I'm telling you, she gets into the garden and just covers herself with dirt. And
she might be part earthworm.
And she's like...
She digs more than Ruby.
She's just doing that. That's her thing. Today's I'm afraid
episode
the neighborhood
of Wild
stray though, cats may be pooping in there. You know?
Stray Cats, great band.
Yeah.
Great band.
Not really. They were okay. What
the
they
guy mean? Was great.
Yeah.
The lead singer.
Yeah, but like
Brian Setzer.
Okay. Stray Cocks Strut, right?
Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Right. Okay.
Brian Setzer.
Yeah, he's cool.
All right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back home right now. I'm going to say, Alexa, shuffle songs by the Stray Cats. And I will let you know what I think after several songs. Because you're right. I get it.
I don't remember more than one or two songs from those guys.
Brian Setzer had hits with
right.
the Brian Setzer Orchestra.
But that's not
And Brian Setzer had hits with the Stray Cats.
What's the Setzer?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, because I've belched several times, and I was never worried. But I'm worried right now. Because you either saw a ghost, had a stroke, or burped.
I'm all three, buddy.
Or D, all of the above,
I burped into a stroke and saw a ghost. Look at her, look at her, look at her covered in dirt.
Oh, you're covered
but
in
she's
dirt.
Doing a, she's doing a presentation too.
Life's
Thank you.
Better in pajamas. You need to get a t-shirt that says life's better in the dirt. I can't believe she's coughing.
Yeah, that's why she's home, because she's got a cough.
I know.
You got a cough.
How's James? Is he coughing?
He's got a stronger immune system than
well,
her.
He's older.
Kicked it faster, yeah. So what?
Sweet
You
rim,
didn't
bro.
Even bring us in, dude. You didn't
Our
bring
nerd.
Us in. You didn't do...
The whole
Welcome
show today's
to the Wild
show
Hour.
Today's show is brought to you by Pandemic Brows and Character.
But what show? You didn't say what show.
I actually said, when you go back to the tape, I actually did introduce the show twice already.
All right, I'm sorry.
And I even said, I'm Chris Wild and you're Jason Stacy Baker.
So let's,
Daniels,
okay,
Jay,
so we won't necessarily have a show go out this week, right?
Why?
Well, I mean, because, okay, we could do it, but, like, I was thinking we should probably...
Oh, I don't care. I honestly don't care. You're in charge.
I want to, like, remember, like, you were talking about how
you're in
the beginning...
You're in charge. Just don't urinate in the backyard.
That's right,
because the kid plays in the
it's
dirt.
It's concrete. It's not much backyard.
She's like, da-da, wet pee-pee, dirt. Gorf. Splash.
Hey, keep.
Bonk.
No throw.
Squeak.
Don't throw the dirt. Don't throw the dirt.
She's not. She's rubbing it into her veins.
No, she just chucked. Look at it. She just chucked two big handfuls. Don't do it.
Oh, defy the old man.
Don't you do it.
I
no
will
more.
Defy the old man.
Don't do it.
She's thinking about it. Yeah, put it on your pants. There you go. Much
rub
better.
It in. Rub it in.
That's great.
There you go.
God, what a great head of hair. Jeez Louise.
I know. I had to fluff it out because she went in the sandbox earlier.
Jeez Louise, Siamese,
just packed, she
Japanese,
started just packing.
Taiwanese, Vietnamese, lemon trees.
Box of cheese.
Philip.
Nope.
Morris.
Philip Morris. They're,
Philip Maurice.
They're Filipino.
Filipino.
Yeah, no.
Filipino. Nope.
Grigio.
Philip. Nope. Filippi. Nope. What else is a no? There's Filipino. Oh, we stumped the band.
Kokomo.
Okay, so no. That's it, right?
Guano?
I think that's the
that's
only...
That's like bat shit, right? Oh, look at how dark she got the... Look at how dirty. Jesus.
Yeah. You're going to need to get hosed off. Please
yeah,
don't go right
you're
in
not going
house.
In, okay, in
yeah,
like that, in dude. You're banished.
What's crazy is I'm not a fan. And there she is by the fan. And there she goes. There's dirt over here.
Go get it, Ruby. Go get her.
Ruby's chilling, man.
You're doing a good job, Ruby. I don't know what this... That can't be really. He's like half relaxed.
Filipino.
No. What is, he, what is it with you? What is it with the O's and the E's and the E's and the O's?
Apples and bananas. Opals and bononos. Eeples and beninis.
Hey, here's the problem.
Could They're you... lighting them up. Did you hear that? Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Was that a cop
I
or a dog?
I think so. Popo. I think Popo's up. I think your neighbor was like, hey, I saw somebody pissing. Can I ask you something?
Because
are you hot under
the
collar?
Fucking... No, I'm going to stay cool, bro.
Okay, because I could offer you my kerchief.
Oh, your ascot?
Yeah.
Do you think that would make me hotter, though?
I don't know. Or I mean, cool? It would match.
Would your sweat cool me off?
I haven't sweated, it's my knowledge.
Oh.
And then he unkerchiefed his ascot and handed it over to J.D. Stacy.
I love it. I love it. It's like right before the pandemic. Somebody needed to blow their nose or something, and you had this, and you're like, always carry it.
Always,
and then the pandemic started, and I'm like, do you share it, though, still?
A gentleman carries a handkerchief.
Do you put that in a muddy puddle for somebody so they can walk across?
I'm known to frequent muddy puddles. That was my stage name for
Muddy
years.
Puddles is a great. Like,
I used
like,
to play the horn.
He opened for Muddy Waters.
You know, Muddy Puddles couldn't fill the seats like Muddy Waters, but he was good. He was good.
That's a great mockumentary, dude.
Muddy Puddles.
Muddy Puddles.
I'm Muddy Puddles. I just want some cuddles. I just want some hugs. Drinking pandemic brow out of mugs. Oh, baby, I'm Muddy Puddles, baby.
Boom, boom.
And I got me a puddle worth of blues.
Quack, quack.
I got an ocean filled of happiness, so I'm actually much happier than yous.
Quack, quack.
I thought you were going to get the guitar. Remember last time I came up, you had the
I
guitar?
I had it, but you brought an animal, and we had to move to the back,
right.
And I didn't
should
grab
we,
the
should
guitar.
Should we pause while you get the guitar, or should we do a guitarless episode?
We can do guitarless.
All right.
And then we can, then
next
I can
time.
Just send you, no,
next
I'll send you,
time
I'll send
on
you a track.
Wild
I'll send you a track.
Next time on Wild
I'll send you some music today, bro.
The show's over now. No, wait. This is the show's not over. This is next time on Wild Hour.
Yeah. We're only 27 minutes in. Bro.
And we're back. So during the next time on Wild Hour, we could just do clips from next week's episode of Wild Hour.
Did you see I redid the website?
Dude, I didn't see that you redid the website, but I saw that you redid the album art or whatever you want to call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. You like that?
It's flipping fantastic.
It's from the night we met. Like, the podcast now is basically really where it belongs as far as...
The Wild Hour.
Yeah.
The picture is 12 years ago-ish, 13 years ago, when we met at the Hard R Cottage. What is that? It doesn't look anything like us.
I thought it looked a little bit like... It's anime. Does
I understand.
It, anime doesn't have to look
would
like
us. Would you AI
us.
That? Was that AI?
Yeah, it's
yeah,
AI.
Yeah, that's why it sucked. Yeah. That's great. And you didn't AI that.
No, but you know what? I'm wondering if... because I'm going to get the Adobe suite.
Mm.
They have a thing called Firefly.
Mm.
And I'm wondering if, because, you know,
Rocky Mountain Firefly.
If Firefly allows me to.
Where'd you live in Ohio?
I lived in Cincinnati for.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
A little over a decade.
J.D. Firefly. J.D. Stacy Firefly. Cincinnati, Ohio.
Who won last night, by the way, with the Bengals against the Rams?
Oh, the IDGAFs won.
Oh, the I don't give a fucks?
They won by a score of many touchdowns to not as many touchdowns.
You beat them by two. And the ho, ho, ho. Look at Doobie Ruby.
Ooh.
Oh, she's so relaxed.
She's a gal. She's much more relaxed than the first time I came earlier today when we did not record and I was wearing earrings, which would have been very hard to have these cans on with my earrings. Couple she's of studs a, deserve.
Oh, yeah. There you go. The little post stretch out after the little rub.
I love her.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I love her, too. She's kind of a...
Ruby, did you hear that? Jason loves you.
I love animals, bro. All of them. Even those two fish that are in there.
And coming out on the home stretch, it's Muddy Puddles. Muddy Puddles is going to take over. Edge ready.
So let's go back to this.
Richard Pearson.
So you're probably like a little jubilative.
Oh, super jubilant.
Because the fucking
writer's
deal.
Strike.
Yeah.
But the actors are still striking, but obviously.
Once the writers go, the actors should get their deal too.
And
right?
The writers got most of what they want, which means the actors should get all of what we want, is my theory. I was right on the money when I said the strike's going to end at Labor Day, excuse me, Jewish Labor Day, Yom Kippur. I did say September, and I said we'll be back to work in October. I okay. said Labor Day, right, except for see. I meant Jewish Labor
so
Day,
like if
Yom
you,
Kippur.
Like, hopefully you get on set by October 31st.
100%.
Okay.
I've already been on a set.
Yeah, was it a union set?
It was. I've done many union jobs during the strike because of commercials and voiceovers are still good to go.
Oh, okay.
Copacetic. But I'm excited to get on my 30th feature film, whichever that is
so
going
it wasn't
to
be. A full-on everybody in SAGs put their feet in the ground and stop.
Everybody stopped. Movies
and television.
And television.
Right. Okay.
And the heroes out there, me, continued to do commercials. Me.
Yeah.
And
they
voiceover,
fucking loved you.
Me.
Yeah. All those guys that they're like.
I owe the union like a lot of dough because I guess my dues are 1% of what I make.
Yeah.
And then there's a. I believe
there's
a
an
ceiling.
Annual. There's an annual, too.
So there's a ceiling, which is if you make over $250,000, you don't owe any more than $2,500 per okay. union due. So I had a great year. So my dues are pretty high.
Yeah.
So if anything, the union should literally be sending me gift baskets.
Right.
They should be sending me
sure.
sexy sex slaves.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Why not?
Like nice flexible gals, young
like
gals.
The old days, right? Like
well,
when you're
whatever.
Like in
old gays? Did you say old gays? Send me a couple old gays.
Sure. Those guys are great.
Those guys are great. Unhinge your jaws.
They're probably healthier,
dude. They're fit.
They work out.
They have witty witticisms.
Yep. They're
they
funny.
Wear ascots.
They wear
some
ascots.
Some
do. Not
some,
all.
Most.
Not everybody wears an ascot, bro.
You know, not enough. Not enough people. A gentleman carries a handkerchief, and an old gay wears an ascot.
Wrap it up, buddy. Wrap it up.
Your dick.
With an ascot.
Oh, condom.
Look at that. Freaking
man, a bumblebee, man.
So it strikes at an end.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the J's and the D's.
Chris
and
has got a cartoon
and
show.
C's.
And I can't even get a fucking...
Can't even get
regular
a
regular gig on it.
Can't even get your old podcast.
I can't
back.
Even get like the podcast that I was the co-founder of.
Dude,
I can't even get a fucking.
How many episodes?
Hundreds.
Of talking shit with Jim and Eddie, I believe is what the original title was. How many did they do before they found you?
Zero.
Stop. You were on episode one?
I was episode one. Dude, the first episode is called A Little Bit of Autism. Here's exactly how it started. Jim. And Eddie lived next. They lived a couple houses away from me in Venice, right?
Where you were currently in between
right.
places.
No, no.
Venice.
At the well, I met them. I was in my previous marriage, and Eddie would bring.
What was his name? Philip
Morrison.
Philip Morrison.
Because it's
James
Venice.
Morrison's
they're all
nephew.
The Morrison Philip Morrison.
Jim Morrison's nephew, Philip, was my same-sex husband. My God, we loved each other.
So Ift would bring his dog over to my house.
Noosa.
When he was going out of town on a gig. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like from so often.
So
like
you would watch the dog.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, Noosa would be staying with me and he would pay me for that shit.
Great.
But I also ran a coffee shop down the way.
Called?
Right? Groundwork. I was the assistant general manager of that.
Is that still there?
Yeah, they're still doing great. That business is good. I like Groundwork. Even though they let me go in 2009.
For rampant drug abuse?
No, what happened? They fired every manager.
Kept finger banging the customers?
You know.
Hey, man, I just asked for a latte, not those fast fingers, you devil.
I figured tourists aren't going to come back and complain, right?
Sure.
They're just going to move on.
Man,
they're on vacation. That shit happens on vacation.
Sure. Whatever happens in Venice stays in Venice.
Except for...
Whatever gets fingered in Groundwork stays in Groundwork.
So, anyways,
finger bang.
So then my marriage went sideways.
Notice you're talking with your fingers now more than you were.
Because that's fucking expressive.
Your marriage went sideways, so Philip left, took the dog, took the cat, took the keys, took the Buick.
I ended up like
homeless,
crashing with those guys.
You lived at the Hard R Cottage.
And we were out at the Improv one night because like Jim was like, oh boy, we're going to get you back in the game, you know, get you laid again, get you going. Like they were.
But he said, oh, we're going to get you back in the game,
no, he's
love.
Not from the, no, he's not.
I'm from Perth.
But so there, it started out as they were pushing on me to get back into the dating game and find a lady. And so we went up to the Improv. And we were hanging out in the bar, and they started...
Pre-podcast.
I actually came up with the fucking name, too. Like, we were in the old bar before they remodeled it, and they started, like...
The old bar is still there.
Well, it's like, you know, they did something to it. Like, they made the interior different. Or did they go back?
They went back.
Oh, good. Because it was horrible. Like, the columns and the white is just, like... What is this? And then like a
now
stage
it's a
in
second,
there.
It's,
now.
It's back to what it was, a second performance.
Right,
space.
The black box.
Right.
Yeah, it used to be a black box.
Why gotta be a black box?
Because it means
that's the theater term for it.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's not a bad thing. It's actually a great thing.
No, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That means you're gonna find more up close and personal performances.
Have you ever been to white box theater?
No.
It's
never heard of it. Nah,
it's not as good.
Boring.
It's too bright.
So they started like
the glare is impossible.
We started talking to girls and then they just started ripping on me, right?
What?
Poking fun.
That's not a good wingman.
And it was very funny.
That's
but
not a good wingman.
No, they started out trying to be wingmen, but they couldn't help themselves but being pricks.
Because they are pricks.
But they're pricks. And they were funny pricks, though.
Right.
And it was funny, and I was playing along, and I was like, whatever, you know.
Right.
And then they're like, we should start a podcast. I think Eddie was the first one that mentioned podcast.
He was he was currently on a podcast that wasn't very popular with some other comedian.
It's called Wingman with Brian Callen. Yeah,
exactly, and he's a shitty wingman.
Yeah, Brian Callen is like...
Which was a shitty podcast.
And Eddie's still Eddie, and Brian is like a spokesperson at the UFC and like does movies, and he's doing...
He got Me Too'd.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, fuck that guy. So anyways, somebody did against their will.
Some guy,
but,
him, fucked a little too much.
Oh, my God.
Against their
Jesus
will.
Christ.
Them.
Well, you know what, man?
Not me. Too.
It's another one. Just go with your gut, dude. Like, but yeah. So, anyways,
I once hooked up with a girl at the Improv who thought I was someone else,
and she fucking regretted that.
No, I don't think she remembered it. Honestly, she was so wasted. And maybe she thought she just knew she recognized me. Like she knew I was famous or an actor or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't.
She had a DiGiorno pizza,
dude. I was the DiGiorno delivery guy, and it was never about timing.
Maybe she saw a trailer for Coyote Ugly.
Sure, or maybe her television worked.
Exactly.
I've been on TV for...
Maybe she bought it. Oh, I can't say
I
that.
Went to BevMo the other day, okay?
Yeah?
And the two guys behind the counter were these millennial pricks or Gen Zers or whatever the fuck they're called, okay? And I came in hot. I'm like ready to spend some money on some booze. And I walk in and the door opens and I go, honey, I'm home. Nothing. And then I go, I say that in every establishment I walk into. Nothing.
Yeah.
And then I say, except home. That's the only place I don't say
like,
it. Nothing. Nothing.
Are, yeah.
Nothing. Then I say, well, you don't need to ID me. I've already got so many dad jokes. Nothing. I'm like, all right, whatever. So I load up my cart with all my
beer.
You just
walk up
and
shit your pants?
I put it up on like the thing. Last. And he ID'd me. I said, yeah, of course. And so I showed the ID. And then the guy behind the counter says, you know, you look like that actor from the 90s. And I go, I am that actor, just not from the 90s. He goes, yeah, you're from the 90s. And I was like, hey, man, It's my career. I'm not from the 90s. He goes, yeah, you were in stuff in the 90s. I go, my Netflix stuff was from this decade, the decade we're currently in. He goes, nah, you're from the 90s.
What a prick. Should have maced him.
I know.
Right mace him.
I should have maced him like, welcome back.
It's just good that I'm not carrying mace. Because I think I might mace some people. Let's see, calendar. I'm looking at the elementary school to make sure I don't
smile
have to like
me. These rap cats, man, they all got their style for me. And if they ever see me, man, they probably bow to me. And when it's beat drops, I know I'm gonna lean. World debut, I know they gon' fiend. Everything, Mississippi to the Palm Springs. Girls from brunettes down to blonde queens. These young dons don't know what a These young guns don't know what a don means. I'm just a bad boy gone clean. I'm the diamond chain choker. Always remain sober. Don't drink liquor and all the game's over. That's not true. I already had a pandemic brow.
Pandemic brow.
I just maced the audience.
Pandemic brow.
Pandemic brow. If your farts need to stink more, pandemic brow. If your shirt's too starched, pandemic brow.
You have this like, I could just see like coming back from a, like panning. Panning down,
panning
down,
pandemic
down,
pandemic browning
beautiful,
back,
a beautiful landscape,
sunset landscape
with a creek,
burbling, a creek burbling. When your creek's a burbling, pandemic brown.
Warning, can cause fecal urea.
Warning, can burble your creek. Pandemic brow, hoppy, odie, expire. Burble your crick.
Hoppy OT? OT? OT?
OT. OT. Each hop is more hoppy than the previous hop. OT, sure.
Okay, so
what's more OT.
What's today's life lesson then, dude? Fuck him. Fuck
today's
everybody.
Life lesson, cover yourself in dirt.
Cover yourself
Don't
in
throw
dirt.
It. Do not throw that dirt. Cover yourself in dirt.
But the mud baths?
But the mud baths, JD. People are cleaning themselves in mud. Am I wrong?
Well, they're cleaning their toxicity.
Is that what it is?
Isn't it supposed to like draw like toxins out of your dermis?
In dirt states, Jason Stacy Baker JD. That was toxicity. Animals, animals in the sky. Antennas, what's in the sky? What was that? What was the lyric?
That guy's Armenian.
Something in the sky. Yeah, he had a low voice.
Yeah, he's a good singer. What band?
Toxicity.
Was
it was System of a Down.
Here.
System of a
Down.
Yeah,
they're from like Silver Lake or something, right?
It's not Animals in the Sky. Aerials. There it is. Aerials in the sea, King Triton, you are no king of me. Ursula, Melissa McCarthy, aerials and then toxicity. Hey everybody, we're from Armenia, little Armenia, just south of Glendale, Armenia, tiny Armenia. We don't put ketchup on our hot dogs. We don't eat hot dogs. We eat lamb, sheep, and children.
That's not right.
Pretty sure. Pretty sure Armenians eat lamb, sheep, and children. Armenians doesn't have a cousin Patty.
There's another. That's in the news. The Armenians getting like murdered again over in.
I saw an Armenian bumper sticker with like a AK-47 as a part of the bumper sticker. It was weird. It was like Free Armenia. And then a gun. I was like, Jesus, that's aggressive.
Yeah. It's tough, man.
Well, if we only had more good guys with good guns.
Yeah, or just, you know.
Just more guns. We should build a rainbow and a bridge of guns. A rainbow bridge of rainbow
Beat
guns.
Beat your gun into a plowshare.
Have you ever had a gun? Have you?
Do you own a piece, bro?
No, I don't either. No, of course
I don't. I used to, but I don't.
Do you
I
know how many times
guns.
I would have shot myself, my wife? My neighbor, the trash can, the bay window, the dog.
Hey, man, shooting trash cans
fridge.
Is cool.
Hey, man. You got to aerate your trash can we with some to, ching, ching,
That's
pow,
pretty much
ping,
what we did.
Pa-cow,
we go outside and shoot stuff.
Hey, Tucker, I'm going out shooting. Who's Tucker? Fuck you, man. That's my mother. Your mother, Tucker? Fuck you. Call me a motherfucker? No, your mother, Tucker. Hell yeah, she is. I took mescaline. God, I took mescaline.
This guy. God,
I took mescaline. Mescaline.
Hey, I can't drink a mescalini. I've been doing mescaline all day. I can't drink a plane. I've been flying all day.
It's calming out here, isn't it?
Well, you would think, unless you listened to the last 45 minutes of the show. There were very few calm parts.
So I don't know what to do, man.
What are you talking about? Oh, about talking shit?
Yeah, about those people.
Just like when they say, can you do the show? If you can do it. If you can't, don't.
I guess that's some wisdom.
And then you get your, you know, I don't want to say the exact number you
My
get.
My panties are in a bunch.
Well, that's your problem for wearing panties. Pandemibrow, the only beer made out of panties.
You probably could technically make beer out of panties.
Well, we filter it through.
How do you get it to panties. Ferment?
I shaved off all the fur, so I don't know what the fur meant. I shaved it all off. It's in the shower drain on the tiled floor of the shower in the sunset gown.
I'm not one of them, man. I just feel like a little boy when I shave.
Every now and again, I manscape, and I never feel good about it.
No, I always feel weird. I'm like a Sasquatch. It's like basically a bald spot on a hairy human. You know, like, it's stupid. Right. Like, I have hair going from my neck to my waistline. And then down all the way to my feet. So
I got hair from my neck to my waistline.
So it's like,
listen to the beat and
where
the baseline.
If I manscape,
where does the hair stop?
Where do
the
I
penis
start?
Begin?
Where do I stop?
Where do the balls end and the hair begin?
I mean, it's just all hair.
I couldn't tell if it was a sunset or a sunrise. It was just hair, balls, beaver, and pandemibrow. Hoppy, Odie, shaven, expired.
I love that there's always a one hook, and each show has a hook. There's always a hook.
There's at least half of a hook.
There's always
every
a
episode.
Hook. Every show.
I really thought last week was going to be called Two Soup Cans, One String. And then
forgot.
You called it
Well-Lit Audio. I couldn't think of it. I listened to the whole show.
Two Cans, One String.
Right? I edited
it. Was right there.
And then I got baked.
Yeah, I got baked this morning. Wake and Bake.
Towards the end of the session. Right?
Waking.
So I'm like, oh,
bacon.
There's so many different fucking things in there, like with the Bernie and
the only
AOC
two kids
the,
in my grade in Verona, New Jersey that
Verona.
Weren't Catholic.
Were there any gentlemen?
And Jenny Bachin, okay? Jenny Bachin. And of course, the Catholic Italian kids called her Jenny Bacon, which is, by the way, pretty good for a nickname, Jenny Bacon. My nickname should be Waken and Bacon. I love to do it.
Waken
but
Bacon.
Jenny Bachin and I went on a date. And we saw the movie Gremlins 2.
Oh.
I think I kissed her, but I didn't make out with her.
Yeah, that was a bad
I may
one.
Have been 11 or 12.
Gremlins was good at one, and then they should have just stopped.
Gremlins 2 was not great. But me and Jenny Bacon had a good time.
We were the only non-Catholic Italians in fucking Verona, New Jersey.
Oh, you're not a Catholic?
Good. I'm not a Catholic.
That's
my
right,
mother
you're,
was.
You're Episcopalian.
I'm fucking United Methodist, all right? Jesus' choice. When he was up on the cross, they said, JC, one more question from the press.
Sure, anything for the press.
What's your favorite religion?
United Methodist, you dumb idiot. Oh, Dad, why are you doing this to me?
Oh, she's my girl.
Good old Ruby, the bestest girl. Good old Ruby.
Look at her. You should see the look on her face, dude.
Wonderful.
That's right. It's me. It's me. It's just me.
Oh, she's a goodish gal.
It's just me.
So she's not allowed on the furniture in the house, but she is allowed on the furniture outside of the house in the Wild Tiki Bar. And she's allowed on the furniture here outside of JD's house, outside the Liftmaster studio. Is that a cross and a fish tattoo?
Yeah, that's from my old days.
And the cross is fading, or did you?
No,
have
I got
it
lasered. I got lasered.
That's weird. Dude.
Yeah,
you had the cross partially removed.
No, it just—it's hard to get the other colors out. It's just—is one session. You have to go multiples.
That
I never
is
went back.
Really weird. Why would you get part of that removed?
Well, I was hoping that it would like it was a new laser, and my friend needed.
I know you had a laser guy.
And he's like, hey, man, I'm doing a demonstration for these doctors. You want to be a subject.
So he took your Christ out of your tattoo.
So he's like, yeah.
Partially.
So he,
so obviously he didn't get the gig because he only partially removed the cross.
No, I think he sold some lasers.
That seems like half of a laser did that because it's not completely removed. I've never noticed that one.
It's supposed, the way they do it, they blow them up and it like fades over time. Like you don't necessarily, eventually it will erase.
The whole thing?
Yeah. Yeah, they get faded.
I have one tattoo, The Flash, The Fastest Man Alive.
Yeah, that's good. It's like a Grateful Dead tattoo kind of too.
Totally.
Looks like I'm like.
However, real deadheads know that it isn't.
I know.
And real deadheads say Flash Gordon because they don't know about The Flash. I'm like, well, pretty close, I guess, you fucking stupid.
Are their logos similar?
No, it's The Flash, except for people don't know The Flash, so they say Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon.
Right, because that was a movie they saw, unlike The Flash, a movie I saw and loved.
Where'd you get that done?
Somewhere on Sunset Boulevard.
Like 5 minutes of work. That guy did it. He's good. It's a decent circle.
Dude, it's a perfect circle, bro. It was at one point.
Then you got huge. Then I started lifting weights and it became an oval.
That's the only reason I don't lift weights is because I can't have my Flash tattoo change. Oh, there goes Ruby, dude. She's gone into the cave of friendship. That is great. She is completely gone, dude.
She's going to rock a deuce over there, bro.
She already deuced. She already deuced and hasn't eaten since. She's not going to deuce again. Squat. She might pee back there, but I don't think the gal will go behind the bushes and cover herself in the pee dirt, but maybe. Maybe. Maybe on this episode.
Don't put it past her, bro.
There she is.
Today's episode was brought to you by Pandemibro. Odie Hoppy expired.
Do we have anything else? I don't.
Well,
do
I did have a story about a burbling crick.
Okay. Tell us.
Did you know that Eddie Ift has a burbling crick in the backyard of his house?
He does.
In another podcast.
Who the fuck?
The Wild Hour, the one I'm currently on.
Uh-huh.
We all know about LA Clipcast, my basketball Clippers podcast. Right.
Red Winter. The Red Winter.
What is this?
It's a untrue crime podcast.
Are you making this from scratch or someone hired you?
Someone's making this from scratch.
They fucking heard our WLAKEN episode, didn't they?
They heard the Laken. They heard the Lake.
They,
what was
they
it?
They fucking stole.
What was
they're
the name of that show? Lake
they're
crimes?
Stealing you.
What
to
was
do,
the name of that show?
I don't remember.
Lake Crimes?
But yeah.
The Lake Murders?
Something. But they're stealing you
Lake
to go do a show that's basically the bit
it's
that we did.
It's an untrue crime podcast. And I play a character named Chris. What was the name of that show? I don't remember. You should put that old bit on right now.
Yeah.
One, two. I wrote a song for my best friend. She'll be with me until the end. Auburn eyes shining in the sun. Yep, she's always up for a cup of fun. Ready, lady, with me to take a ride. She's right there smiling by my side. Jet black fur coat, never out of style. Ain't no girl in the world with the brightest smile. I wrote a song of my best friend. She'll be with me until the end. And when that ending finally comes, she gonna run into the sun. She means everything to me. Ooh.